Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And unfortunately, folks, Alveda is not able to join us. She has been called into a meeting and is not able to be on the program with us today. So my apologies to those of you that were waiting and excited like me at having her. I want to visit with you. There's a number of things that are happening in our world today and in our country today. First of all, I want to encourage you to get onto our email list at chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Very important, because there's a lot of things that you need to be aware of. One article that is out that you may or may not have caught. We've talked about this before on the program, but there is a United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. And the Arms Trade Treaty, let me read this piece to you. In March 2013, the Arms Trade Treaty text and tyrannical provisions were released, and the UN General Assembly adopted it the following month, with the U.S. voting in favor. Then Secretary of State John Kerry signed the treaty on behalf of the U.S. on September 25th, 2013. Its written objectives are to create international regulations over the international trade of conventional arms and to prevent and eradicate the illicit trade in conventional arms and prevent their diversion. If ratified, it would decimate the Second Amendment's protections. Its other provisions say it is guided by the purpose and principles of the Charter of the United Nations, denies individuals the fundamental right to buy, sell, trade, or transfer firearms, including handguns, extends its regulation to cover ammunition, munitions fired, launched, or delivered by the conventional arms covered under Article 2, as well as all parts and components of those arms, requires complying countries to establish maintain national control, That is a gun registry, a national gun registry. Also, to know the quantity, value, model, type, authorized international transfer of firearms, and end users of firearms. In other words, they're going to keep records of how many guns you own, where you got them, how they arrived in your home, what you're doing with them, if you're trying to sell them, who you're trying to sell them to. Are you tracking with me here? The goal here is to disarm Americans. They know very clearly that as long as Americans have the ability to individually defend themselves, that there are Americans who will do so, who will stand up for their rights. Now, I had Robert Curry on the program in the first hour, and I really encourage you to listen to that. You'll be able to do that at childrengenerationradio.com. But Robert talks about the fact that our nation was founded, predicated on Christian foundation. It was founded, predicated on God. And our founders were Christians. They were believers, and they injected that in. They limited the power of the federal government intentionally because they had come out from underneath a king. They had come out from exactly what Scripture warns against in 1 Samuel 8. God warned the Israelites what they were getting themselves into by choosing to put themselves underneath a king. The king then would, God told them, he will take your women, your children, and use them for his wars. He will take your lands and use them for his good. He will take your finances. He will take everything from you. And so our founders came here, yes, for religious liberty. That was critical, but it was because they had a different understanding of what it meant to have religious freedom. Because Christianity and God guided and directed every aspect of their lives. It directly impacted how they behaved and how they acted and what they were engaged and involved in, how they did business, how they interacted with one another, how they worked as a community where that was required, how they ascended individually by hard work and earned what it was that they received as reward building their businesses. All of those things had a biblical, clear understanding, and the founding fathers got that. And they also understood that it was God who gave them their rights. And so the rights went from the people, and the people then determined the limits of the power of the government. Each branch of the government, folks, has a specific purpose, and it was all tied back to getting as close to local control as possible. We think about Washington, D.C., and we think about it as being way over there, depending on where you are in the country. Even if it's next door, even if you're in Virginia, it still seems like it's way over there. But what I want you to understand is that actually, your congressional representative was supposed to be someone from your community that understood the mindset of the people in your community. That's the reason why Congress, the House of Representatives, it's why they have the ability to pass laws, why they have the ability to spend the money. Most of the action that happens and is supposed to happen in the House of Representatives, because they're supposed to be the ones closest to the will of the people. We talked in that segment as well about the issue of sovereignty. You may have heard the term sovereign citizen, and oh my gosh, sovereign citizen. No, Pastor, now you're drifting off into those far right wing militias and all those. No, I'm not, actually. sovereignty is what was guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was declaring the sovereignty of the individual who would be governed only by the governed's consent, us, we the people's consent. Only when we consent, understanding, again, as I began this, that our rights come from God, not from men. And it's so critically important in this battle to restore this country that we understand that foundational principle, that our rights came from God. Because something that is unalienable and given to us by God can't be taken away by these stupid treaties. And shouldn't be sold away. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're selling away your rights. In reality, ladies and gentlemen, we individually, you and I, and our children and our grandchildren are being sold. We have been sold into slavery. Sold into slavery by these government bureaucrats and by the administrative state. We've been sold into slavery. We may not see the chains and the shackles upon our ankles and our wrists and the collar around our necks, but I promise you, my friends, that is exactly what they have done. Our founders understood that we were a free people, and where did that freedom come from? It came from God, and who bought us the price of freedom? Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. That's what makes America unique. We no longer live in bondage and chains when we understand who we are in Christ. And we take our sovereign authority. So the House of Representatives was the nearest thing to the people. The next nearest thing to the people is the state legislatures, the House and the Senate in your state. They come out of your neighborhood. In Texas, we don't let them meet but every other year. And we only let them meet for about 4 months, and that's it. Now, right now, we're in a third session, and we've got a governor in the state of Texas that won't follow the will of the people. We, the people of Texas, elected him, and we gave him mandates in the form of a party platform that tell him exactly what he's supposed to enact, along with every member of the House of Representatives and the Senate in the state of Texas. And that is the second step. It was states' rights, defending and protecting the rights of the individual state. And it was the responsibility of the senators to do that, and the senators were selected by the legislature in each state until the 17th Amendment literally has begun the process of unraveling and destroying states' rights and destroying our nation. And that began in 1913, because the senators are now elected by popular vote, and in actuality, the senators right now, the majority of the Senate acts on behalf of the interests of the federal government, not the states that they represent. Think about it. The treaties, all of the things that they have done since 1913 began the roll to the place that we are today. And the majority of senators don't represent their states or the interests of their states. No, no, no. They represent the interests of the federal government. And you may even have been led to believe that that's why they're there, and it's not. Their job is to represent and defend the states. And who are they putting in check? The executive branch. They're the ones that determine who it is that sits in the cabinet, who it is that has the high-level policy creating, policy enforcing, policy making powers. They have to go through Senate confirmation. But that Senate confirmation was so that the states could make sure that some radical didn't end up in Washington, D.C. trying to turn our government into a tyrannical authoritarian that mandates masks and vaccines, that wants to strip your Second Amendment rights, and that tells you that your religious rights end at your front door. But that's what we've got. Because since the 1990s and the Clinton administration vilified the concept of sovereignty and a sovereign citizen by turning it on its head and leading people to believe that, oh, if you say you're a sovereign citizen, you must be a bad white supremacist militia guy. Do you know what the Second Amendment says about militia? Do you know what the Second Amendment says and why it's there? It's there to stop tyrannical government, to stop this tyrannical possibility of taking place. And that's why they want to strip us of our guns. And then you have the judiciary branch. And do you know that the judiciary branch is supposed to be the weakest of the three? And why? Because our founders understood that the interpretation of the laws that was passed, if you had a judiciary branch that was in collusion with the House passing radical bills that stripped away the rights of the Constitution and gave excess power to a government, a federal government that's supposed to have limited power, that you'd end up with the mess that we're in today. But in order to sidestep all of that, they managed to push through a case called the Chevron Doctrine. The Chevron Doctrine gives these bureaucratic administrative agencies like the EPA and the BLM and the FDA and so on and the ATF unlimited powers with courts within their own system and no governing body. They don't answer to the Congress, they don't answer to the Senate, they don't answer to the President, and they don't answer to you and me. Think about how crazy that is, that we have a branch of the government that is literally autonomous and answers to no one and has their own court system and can come after you at any point in time. They just got to choose and say, I'm going to go after this guy. And they have the resources to destroy lives. Folks, this is why it's so important for us to understand our rights coming from God. To read that Constitution, to read the Declaration of Independence, and yes, they both matter. And then to stand on them and demand that our sovereignty be restored to us. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Listen, I want to let you know that tomorrow on the program, Don Jans will be with us. We get into the isms with him, Marxism, communism, socialism, all of those things. We want you to be educated and know how to fight this good fight. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt is with us as well tomorrow. We'll talk to Chaps on the program. Kenneth Raposa, now he has not been with us, but he is an industry analyst from the Coalition for a Prosperous America. And I'm looking forward to having him. I was reading some other information on him, and I apologize. I'm not remembering exactly all that I had researched on this. But I really believe you're going to enjoy. There we go. My good publicist, Sandy, sent him over. And he really is something. So I encourage you to be sure and listen to that, and that'll be during my second hour. And then George Barna will be with us. And man, there's a brand new study and brand new poll that is out, and he'll be here to visit with us about that. Okay, defense authorization. Rep. Garamundi's Buy American push shot down by House committee. And so he asks the question, why was it that some of the Republicans actually pushed back on a Buy America and America First? And so we will get his thoughts on that. The NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, is something that Congress passes every year, but they're always trying to throw funky stuff into it. Let me close out by saying this. Look, I am a believer that God gave America to the world to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that is the purpose of this nation. From the Mayflower Compact that says we are going here to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the fact that Congress printed Bibles as the first book, as their first act, to the fact that we sent missionaries all across this continent, and we even had 5 Indian chiefs come from Oregon to the Great White House to thank the President of the United States at that time for sending missionaries to the Indians in Oregon because they were doing child sacrifice. They were doing a lot of pagan stuff. And our missionaries were able to share with them the value of the lives of those children. There are generations and generations of Indians all across this country, Native Americans, all across this country. And they shake their fists because they've been lied to. They shake their fists at America and the flag and, oh, you stole our lands. No, the lands, look, it was a different time. Lands were bought and sold and traded for. And in some instances, wars were fought with Indian nations in America over those things. But understand that the missionaries and the gospel message saved the lives. And there are generations and generations of Native Americans that would not be here today. They would have been wiped out by themselves, not by Americans, not by the white man. No. By their own tribe fights. Let's get our history right, folks. It's so important. We have been a good country, a God-ordained country. I'll be back tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.